Training in unconditional love begins with me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. Training in unconditional love begins with me. Yes, that's a toughie. And it's tough only because we have never learned to really love ourselves. To really delight in ourselves, to really think how wonderful we are and what a great being we are and how sensitive and caring we are. We've never taken the time to do that. We've never taken the time to really say, I like me, to really say, I love me, to really say that I'm a good person and I like being with me. Now, if ever we choose to kick ourselves around the block for doing some silly thing, that's not being unconditionally loving. If another person were to do that, what would we say to them? Would we say, okay, it's past, let's go on. But to ourselves, we say, oh dear, it's so terrible. I will never be able to forgive myself for that. I'll never be able to forgive myself for that. You see, we do these silly, silly, silly things. We make these silly, silly, silly statements. And then we wonder why we are unable to be unconditionally loving with others. Well, first we have to learn to be unconditionally loving with ourselves. And when we learn to be unconditionally loving with ourselves, naturally, we're unconditionally loving with everyone in our world, with all of our creation, no matter what it may be. It may be a plant, an animal, it may be a person, it may be a condition. We're unconditionally loving. But we start with ourselves. To start being unconditionally loving with ourselves, we say, hey, I like me just the way I am. I am a happy, wonderful, joyous person just the way I am. I enjoy getting up in the morning and saying, good morning, morning, good morning, world. Here I am, ready for a wonderful day. And then I stretch while I'm still lying in bed. And I stretch my arms out, and I stretch my legs out. And I say, gee, it feels great to be me. Gee, it feels great to be alive and alert and happy and joyous. Gee, it's great. And if any kink happened in the night while I was sleeping or something, I just sort of stretch it out. And I feel great, and I say, this is a wonderful body. And I praise my body, and I say, this is a wonderful body. This body is filled with love. Every organ action function of this body is perfect and beautiful and fantastic and glorious. And I say such nice things about my body and such nice things about me. Yeah, and I love it. Do I feel good when I do that too? I jump out of bed, and I go and do my morning activities. And you know, this morning, at 4:30 in the morning, somebody called up on the business line and wanted to talk to me. Now, who could that have been? Now, they did. Unfortunately, the person who took the call didn't take the name and the number, but when the call was transferred to me, zip, it was gone. And they didn't call back. Couldn't have been very important, I guess. But at 4:30 in the morning to call me up, I usually get up about 5 now, but at 4:30 to call me up, and then not to call back to let me know what it is that I'm supposed to be helping somebody with, that's not very nice. But I said, hey, bless you. If you love me, if you want something from me, if there's something I can do for you, then you'll call back. And I'm always here. I never deny a telephone call of someone who really wants to talk to me. But some of my staff, they talk with people, and they will say, oh, yes, this is wonderful. Now, would you like to talk to Dr. Varley? And that's not the case. They should talk. They should be complete in themselves. And I say, hey, I surround you with my pure white light of love. No, no, you finish the conversation. You finish the talk, and you let them know how much you love them. But if you pass it on to me, you're just sort of not taking full responsibility for a closed talk. Now, if they want to talk to me, if they say, oh, I'd love to talk to him, I want to talk to him, then naturally they have good taste and they want to talk to me. And so I talk to them. But you see, in this world, when we have privileges that come to us, we immediately handle them ourselves. We don't pass them on to others. We don't say, hey, I don't know how to handle this or something like that. We just do it and it's wonderful. And you know, when it's so wonderful like that, everything works out in perfect order. Everything works out in harmony and peace and right action. And it's a great experience. And you know, when you're master of yourself and you take charge of yourself and you take charge of the things that you're doing, you don't feel uptight or tense. You don't feel badly at all. And anyone who talks to me, I tell them, I love you, I love you, I love you. And they say, how can you say that to everybody? Because I love myself. And you see, when I love myself, I can love everybody. When I love myself, I can feel happy. When I love myself, all is in divine order. When I love myself, wow, I feel great, I feel good. That's how I teach myself unconditional love. Now, I'm very honored that people look at me and they say, gee, Herb, you're a caring person. You're a sensitive, loving person. You know, Herb, there's so much about you that is not on the surface, but I can feel it. I can feel the deep love that you have, the deep caring that you have, the deep oneness that you have for yourself and for all the world. And I say, hey, I love that. I love that. I love them. Because if my creation can see in me what I've been working on, that means they have in them what I've been working on. Because if I see in them wonderful and beautiful things, then they can see in me wonderful and beautiful things, because they're my reflection and I'm their reflection. Now, think of it even a little further. Unconditional love begins with me and begins with my world and begins with my actions, begins with how I feel about myself, begins with all the things that I say and do all day long, and how happy I am all day long, and how joyous I am all day long. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful thing to feel that way, and be that way, and live that way. But it is not something that comes by accident. It's not something that comes by chance. It is something that is brought into my life by my choice, by my very specific choice. I learn to unconditionally love myself, which is not hard at all. And as I learn to unconditionally love myself, everything works out perfectly for me. As I learn to unconditionally love myself, then I'm in a world where everyone unconditionally loves himself. Because as I unconditionally love myself, I cannot see anyone else in the world doing anything but being unconditionally loving of themselves. That's just the way the principle works. And I work the principle. So, when I pet Rex, and I feel his wonderful coat of fur, and I feel his wonderful wiggle as he appreciates being petted, and he snuggles his head down close to me and says, don't stop, just keep it up. Just keep up that petting. And I say, hug him, Rex. And I just keep petting him and loving him, and he just loves it. And I feel good, and he feels good. And he returns it to me by the gentleness in his eyes and the lovingness of his his tongue when he wants to lick me and say, oh, this is the greatest. We're a great team. But you see, first I give unconditional love to myself. And when I'm unconditionally loving to myself, everybody knows it. Not that I care, but everybody knows it. When I'm unconditionally loving to myself, everybody senses it. And I don't have to go around making demands on other people to do that. I just put forth my request, either in writing or on paper or in word or in direction, however I do it. And once I do it, it's done. I don't check to see if they've carried out what I've asked them to do or not. If in due time, employees or people who are supposed to do certain things don't do them, well, I don't give them that chore again. And I do it myself. And pretty soon, I'm doing less and less and less. You say, oh, I would think you'd be doing more and more and more. No. I'm doing less and less and less, because All the things that I do are to make me happy. All the things I do are to make me happy. All the things I do are to make me happy. And in the process, they make everyone else happy too. It's just, that's the way it is. It makes everyone else happy too, all the things I do. Now, can you say that about yourself? Can you say about yourself that all the things you do make you happy? If you can't, then start doing all the things in your life that make you happy. If you have things that are your responsibility, do them. And if it doesn't work out, or somebody objects to it, or there's a problem involved, solve it. And solve it to your highest and your best. And if your solution isn't what everybody else wants, that's the way it is. But it'll be what everyone else wants, because everyone else is your reflection. You see, when you live unconditional love, you live unconditional love which has no expectation from anybody else. It is only of yourself. You're unconditionally loving of yourself. You're happy with yourself. You're content with yourself. You feel that you are a very wonderful and fulfilled person. You feel that you're a very joyous person. You feel that everything in your life is fantastic. Well, that's what being unconditional means. Unconditional is not looking at the conditions of the world or making conditions. You do this and then you get that. It's like saying to an employee, I will pay you so much money if you do so much work. And then they don't do the work and you still pay them the money. Well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You should say, here is the task I want done, and I will pay you X dollars to do it. Will you do it? And they say, yes. And then in the middle of it, they say, oh, this is more work than I expected. This is harder than I... Well, you contracted for it. You chose to do it. Now do it. Now, you say, what does that have to do with unconditional love? Well, think about it. You have contracted to be a living expression of harmony, beauty, joy, and peace. You have chosen to be the expression of your divine reality. You have chosen to be divine, to be wonderful, to be fantastic. That's what you've chosen to do in this life. And in choosing to do that, what are you doing? In choosing to do that, you're making a commitment to yourself. Now, every moment of your life, of my life, must be loving, must be gentle, must be divine, must be fulfilling, must be rewarding. And if it's not, then I'm doing something wrong. So, I create everything in my life wonderful, rewarding, fulfilling, divine, fantastic, and so it is. And as I create it that way, so I experience it. Now, do you want to experience it that way? Do you want to have your life be a life of unconditional love? Then love yourself first in every possible way. Give yourself the loving energy massage every morning and every evening. It only takes about 5 minutes to do so. And you'll sleep like a baby. And you'll awaken like a tiger. You'll be ready for a wonderful day. A fantastic day filled with joy and harmony and peace where you're the master. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. That's what I do every day. And people say, Herb, how come you're always so happy? Herb, how come you're always at peace? Herb, how come everything is peaceful and lovely and marvelous with you? How come, Herb? How come? Well, because I am unconditionally loving of myself. I am unconditionally loving of myself, and I am unconditionally loving of everybody and everything in my world. And you know, should I have the wealth of the world, I could never be more loving. Should I have the peace of the world, I could never be more loving. Should I have the problems of the world, I could not be more loving. Should I have the wonderment, the joy, magic of the world, and I do. I could not be more loving, because that is my nature, and that is who I am, and that is all I know, and that is all I can know. And that's all you can know, too, if you wish. And if you wish that, then start expressing it, because that's your real nature. Your real nature is being you. My real nature is being me. My real nature is being my unconditionally loving self. And, you know, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. And I'm very happy with it. But I made that choice. And so, whatever I do, wherever I go, whoever I see, all in the world is unconditionally loving. And it's unconditionally loving because I am unconditionally loving. And I tell you, I am the happiest guy that you could ever imagine, because I live in the state of unconditional love all of the time. You want to put on that wonderful state? Join me. It's wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.